This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes. The cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to throw the lines open. In this hour, you can talk back to the radio. Let's say it's 4 o'clock in the morning and there you are all alone and you have this brainstorm. You have this great idea, this great question that you're just burning to ask, but you're all alone. There's no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me at 4 o'clock in the morning. Yes, you can call me at 612-564-8135. Leave a message. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio 24 hours a day, day in and day out. You can call that number, 612-564-8135. And some people say, well, come on, I mean, the questions I have are so stupid. No one else is going to ask these questions like that. People are going to laugh. Well, sometimes the stupidest questions are the most profound and productive of all. In fact, years ago, a 16-year-old boy asked himself a stupid question. Can you outrace a light beam? It took him 10 years of hard work to figure out the answer. And when he was 26 years old, he changed the universe. That 16-year-old boy's name was Albert Einstein. And no, you cannot outrace a light beam because the speed of light is the ultimate velocity in the universe. In fact, as a consequence of that, we get the atomic bomb. Stars are a consequence of that fact. Television, radio, all the goodies that you have in your living room that connect you to the world, yes, a lot of that depends upon the accomplishments of this 16-year-old boy, Albert Einstein, who asked himself a stupid question, can you outrace a light beam? And also, go to my website, mkaku.org. I may be coming to a city next to you, signing a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. What about the space program? Starting next year, we're going back to the moon. After a 50-year gap, we're going back to the moon next year and then on to Mars. And then, who knows, after that, colonizing the solar system. We'll find out more by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity, and I'll be on a book tour. If you go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, it gives you the cities where I'll be traveling, including Chicago, San Francisco, L.A., Boston, New York, Washington, D.C. Find out where I'll be traveling by getting a copy of my book, The Future of Humanity. Okay, well, let's move right into the next listener phone call.
Hey, Michio. You definitely don't know me, but I seen your tweet, and my question is, I've always wondered, and me and my friends, we talk about all the time, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to find stuff on the internet, but I was wondering if we were in space with no space, nothing at all, say we just teleported into space, if that was realistic, would our blood boil from the extreme pressure, or would we actually create solid before our blood boils? Thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a question that we answer in our physics classes that we teach to our students. We get a bell jar that is a container that is transparent, and we put a balloon in it. And then we pump the air out of the balloon, creating a vacuum inside the bell jar. Well, the balloon has a little bit of air in it, so when we pump the air out of the bell jar, what happens to the balloon? It gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it finally pops. Because you have 15 pounds per square inch inside your body pushing out. Now, you don't feel it because you have 15 pounds per square inch pushing in, and the two balance. Not to mention the fact that the boiling point of water also changes with the air pressure. Now, when I was a kid, we used to have Christmas lights that had a small tube of liquid attached to the light fixture. So when you turned it on, this cylinder of water lit up and eventually began to boil. Amazing. Unfortunately, I don't think they sell them anymore because the potential of the fire hazard. But there it was, a cylinder of liquid boiling on my Christmas tree. So I was a kid. I was kind of stupid. So I reached out and grabbed it with my hand. Now, normally you say to yourself, ouch. I mean, you're going to burn your hand. That's boiling water you're talking about. But what did I feel? Nothing. Nothing. Because water boils at a different temperature when the air pressure goes to zero. Inside that tube, there was a little pocket of air. Actually, it was a pocket of nothing, vacuum. They pumped the air out, and the boiling point of water drops. The boiling point of water drops with the lowering of atmospheric pressure. So water boils all by itself by touching it with your hand. Now, in outer space, if you take off your spacesuit, everything happens to you. A, just like the balloon, air pressure inside your body pushes out. B, your blood begins to boil, also putting more pressure on your skin, which pushes out. Now, if the temperature of outer space wasn't so cold, you would explode. Now, I've never seen this done in a science fiction movie because it's too gory, but yes, you would explode. Now, however, some movies make the claim that your outside skin would freeze, and so there is actually a debate among scientists as to which comes first, the freezing of the skin or the explosion of your blood because your blood is boiling. Unfortunately, we've never done that experiment in outer space. But yes, two effects are at play, the expansion of your skin, the boiling of your water, of your blood, and also the freezing of your skin all at once when you take off your spacesuit in outer space. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi there. I have a question, and it's something that I think people are forgetting a lot. And the question is, why is science the engine of prosperity? Thank you.
Well, you ask a great question. Some people, when they take science courses, they have to memorize a whole string of useless facts. And they say, why do I have to know this? I mean, all the parts of a flower, all the amino acids, I mean, the chemical elements. What a waste of time. I'm never going to use this again. Well, that's because they don't realize that science is the engine of prosperity. Where does wealth come from anyway? You may say to yourself, well, does the wealth come from the sky? I mean, you simply ask for it, and wealth just comes from the sky. Apple computers and rocket ships, you simply ask for it, it falls from the sky. No. You see, science comes in waves. The first wave of prosperity was the steam engine. The steam engine gave us machines that could reduce manual labor. It gave us the locomotive by which we could colonize the United States within a matter of a few decades. So the first wave of prosperity came from a wave of steam power. The second wave of prosperity was the electric revolution. All of a sudden we lit up our cities. All of a sudden we had radio, television. All that wealth coming from telecommunications, from the mastery of electricity. The third wave is computer power, the internet, all the goodies you get in your living room, all the wonders of the electronic age come to fruition with the transistor. So you see that we've had three waves of prosperity, but behind each wave was a scientific discovery, steam power, electricity, and now computers. That's why science creates prosperity. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
independent and independent.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. If you want to be part of the fun, then give us a call. Pick up the telephone and call 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Yeah, hi. So my question is, I hear a lot about how Einstein's general, you know, the theory of relativity explaining the very big, and quantum physics explaining the very small. But at some level, they conflict. Curious if you could extrapolate and maybe talk about how those two conflict and where specifically that conflict is. Thank you.
Okay, well, I'd be glad to talk about that because that's what I do for a living, in fact. First of all, we have the theory of the very big. We have Einstein's theory of relativity, which gives us black holes, gives us the Big Bang theory. Then we have the theory of the very small, as you pointed out, which is the quantum theory. And that gives us lasers, transistors, all the wonders that you see inside your living room, complements of the quantum theory. So nature has a left hand and a right hand. The problem is the two hands don't talk to each other. So if you want to win a Nobel Prize and you want to be hailed as the next Einstein, try to figure out a way to unify these two pictures. Now, why are they so divergent?
because they're based on very different physical pictures. Einstein's theory of general relativity is based on smooth surfaces, like a trampoline net. A trampoline net that is warped. And as you walk on the trampoline net, you think there's a force pushing on you, but actually it's the warping of the trampoline net. So one theory is based on smooth surfaces. The other theory, the quantum theory, is based on particles, electrons, photons, particles that energize your laser beam, that energize your iPod, particles that make Apple computers possible. So when you put the two together, the two theories blow up. You want a theory that has quantum corrections to Einstein's theory of relativity. Therefore, you have to what are called gravitons. Gravitons are particles of gravity. That's right. So think of a trampoline net. And on the surface of the trampoline net, we have lots of little hairs and lots of corrections to the trampoline net. And these little hairs are the gravitons that make corrections to the trampoline net. But when you calculate these corrections, they are infinite. They blow up. And that's why science has been stuck for 50 years, because we don't know how to calculate the quantum corrections to Einstein's theory. All the gravitons that we see fluctuating around these smooth surfaces of Einstein blow up. If you can figure out how to get rid of these infinities, tell me first, and we can split the Nobel Prize together, you and me. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
If you were to time travel, let's say time traveling was real, and it was a stationary machine on Earth somewhere, and you were to set it to, say, I don't know, 3 years back, would you have to account for the Earth's rotation? Would you just, like, end up in space if you were to move 3 years back and then, you know, the Earth wasn't in the same position? Maybe the universe even wasn't in the same position. Or does that work another way? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very embarrassing question, because every science fiction writer gets it wrong, as you correctly pointed out. If you look at the original H.G. Wells novel, The Time Machine, this inventor builds a time machine, and when he goes back into the future, he's at the same spot on the surface of the Earth, except shifted thousands of years into the future. And when he goes back into the past, he's exactly at the same point on the planet Earth. But as you correctly pointed out, space and time are linked to each other by Einstein's theory. The Earth has moved. The Earth is no longer exactly at that same point. So you would have to compensate for the fact that the Earth goes around the Sun goes around the Milky Way galaxy, and our galaxy goes around the local cluster of galaxies, and all of that expands according to the Big Bang Theory. So you're absolutely right. We would have to compensate for all the motions of the Earth as it goes around the Sun, as the Sun goes around the galaxy, as the galaxy goes around the super galaxy. Or you wind up shifted in time in outer space, or shifted in time inside a mountaintop. Who wants to wake up inside a mountaintop? Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hi. Hello, Dr. Kaku. My name is Owen Marsh, and here's my question. Is there free fall in forces other than gravitation? In what context? In the strong electromagnetic, electroweak, and weak forces, do you have situations where there is something that can be considered to be free fall? That's my question, and I hope everyone has a fantastic day. Thank you, and goodbye.
Well, the short answer is no. Gravity is the only thing that has free fall. Let's say that you drop a ball from the Leaning Tower of Pisa, like Galileo supposedly did. The ball is in free fall, and so from the point of view of the ball, it's pretty much at rest. It feels normal. But of course, it is falling down. So let's say you're in an elevator now, not just jumping off the Leaning Tower of Pisa, but in an elevator. If somebody cuts the elevator cable, you are in free fall. Gravity is canceled out, and gravity goes to zero. Now,
In almost every science program I've seen, when astronauts go into outer space, somebody says, there's no gravity in outer space, that's why our astronauts are weightless. That's wrong. Totally wrong. There's plenty of gravity in outer space, because gravity from the sun is enough to whip Jupiter around. That's a tremendous amount of gravity. But weight disappears because you're in free fall. So why is it that you have weightlessness? You have weightlessness because the rocket is falling at the same rate you are. Because you are in the rocket, the floor is falling at the same rate as you. Therefore, you have the optical illusion that gravity has disappeared, when actually gravity is pulling both you and the rocket ship at the same time. Now, does that work for the electric force and for the weak force? No. First of all, the weak nuclear force is very weak and very short-ranged. Nuclear forces only work on the distance of the nucleus of an atom. Therefore, you cannot get free fall using the nuclear force. The electromagnetic force is very close. It also obeys the inverse square law. But the electric force deals with electric charge, not your mass. So in order to have free fall with your mass, in order to jump off the Leaning Tower of Pisa and think you are weightless, requires gravity. So gravity is different. Gravity is different from the other forces. But to find out more about all these things, get a copy of my earlier book, Hyperspace, which explains all four fundamental forces and why they are different. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, doctor. I'm 30, and I never went to official school. And my question would be, in my age, is it still possible to become a scientist or even a hobby scientist just from learning at home, online, or anything, anywhere else, online from home? And what would be your recommendation to achieve this dream? Thank you.
Well, you're 30 years old and you're thinking about becoming a scientist, and the question is it too late? Well, it's not too late, but the later you start, the harder it gets. One of the big stumbling blocks to people who want to become a scientist is the mathematics. And you're going to have to sit down and learn calculus, which is the language of Mother Nature. And is it too late? No, it's not too late, but if you want to be a mathematician or a physicist and you want to do research, then perhaps it's too late, because there's a lot of math and a lot of physics that you have to learn before you become a physicist. However, take a look at Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin was one of the greatest scientists of all time, and he was publishing in his old age. So certain sciences, you can become a genius even in your old age. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we're going to continue with Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135.
To GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. Give us a call at 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we had a call that came in saying that, well, the caller is 30 years old. Is it too late to become a scientist? Actually, I get quite a few of these emails. Some of them say that, well, I'm now 40 years old. I'm a successful lawyer. I'm a lawyer because my father wanted me to, quote, make money rather than dilly-dally in the arts or sciences. But now I'm 40 and I'm kind of unhappy. There's a gap. There's a hollowness in the work. I do the work. I make the money. But I don't feel fulfilled. Well, it is difficult because, like I said, mathematics is a stumbling block for many people who want to become a scientist. But outside of physics and math, there are a lot of sciences where you don't need that much math or advanced calculus. For example, if you are a naturalist or an ecologist and simply know a little bit of programming. You can get on the web. You can do all sorts of experiments, make all sorts of observations about science without having to plow through advanced calculus. And so in that sense, it's not too late. But I would advise you to go back to school, get your bachelor's, and if you're really serious about this, get a PhD, and then you can start to become a scientist. So is it too late? The answer is no. But the window is closing because it takes a certain amount of gumption to learn a lot of mathematics, and usually people do that when they're young. Okay, well, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Dr. Kaku, my name is Stu. I'm not a global warming denier, but I am a skeptic in that I feel like that the scientific world has done a really horrible job convincing the general public on the solutions and the cost and the role that people play in it. So my question to you is simply, you know, what is it going to take to make scientists like yourselves, who all are in agreement, evidently, on this, to be able to put on a united front to solve the problem at hand and to get people behind it?
Well, you ask a very interesting question, because we scientists have done a horrible, horrible job interacting with the public. You see, after World War II, there was a brief romance with science. All of a sudden, we had all these B-grade science fiction movies where the scientist was the hero and things like that. But those days are gone. Now the mad scientist reigns in science fiction movies, and the public image of scientists is not so good, and some of it is self-inflicted, because we scientists feel more comfortable in the laboratory or fiddling with our computers and equations, and we feel awkward engaging the public. Now comes the issue of global warming. First of all, scientists do not say that it's 100% certain, but with 90 to 95% certainty, their computer programs show that yes, the atmosphere is heating up and humans could be responsible. We should also point out that even the skeptics, even the hardcore cynics, admit now that the Earth is heating up. Satellite data shows that rather conclusively. You don't have to be Einstein or run a computer program to measure the surface temperature of the Earth using satellites to show that things are heating up. But what should scientists do about that? Let's take a short break, and after the break, we'll continue a dialogue. And once again, if you want to be part of the dialogue, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
This is Michio Kaku. A few years ago, I asked business owners and listeners to help keep free speech alive across America on great stations just like this one. I called out, and you responded. Businesses across the country became advertisers on many of the programs you listen to every day. To those business owners, I say thank you. And to the listeners who bought products and services from these sponsors, I thank you as well for your support of these courageous businesses. As a listener, you need to continue to buy from the businesses who advertise on this radio station. And if you're a business owner, get involved. Become an advertiser and reach the customers you need to reach. To find out more about how you can advertise on my shows or others on the station, get involved now by calling 877-474-6605. That's 877-474-6605. 877-474-6605.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a question about science and society. And as I pointed out, we scientists have done a horrible job interacting with the public. The public often sees scientists as know-it-alls, as people that simply lecture rather than listen. For example, when we come out and make a statement about global warming, we don't give a positive program. We don't give people hope. So it sounds as if we are destroyers of jobs. It sounds as if we don't care. It sounds as if we're just simply doing our computer programs and looking at the warming of the planet. And who cares if people are unemployed? Who cares if our standard of living goes down? Who cares if all hell breaks loose because we eggheads have pontificated what is true and what is not? Well, I think, first of all, scientists have to be more humble. Second, scientists have to come out with a positive program. And I should point out that there is hope on the horizon. If you take a look at Detroit, for example, Detroit has now said that they can visualize a world of the electric car. They can visualize a world now where the internal combustion engine, the gasoline-fired engine, is a museum piece. I mean, think about that. That would have been impossible just 10 years ago. And now Detroit is warming up to the idea of an all-electric automobile future. Second, the battery. The battery is the bottleneck with solar and wind. A lot of people think that solar power is for eggheads because it's too expensive. But why? It's too expensive because of the battery. You need batteries to store energy. People forget that. But now we're coming up with the fact that battery prices have been going down 7% per year. There's a new gold rush as inventors try to invent the next generation of batteries. Elon Musk of SpaceX has put in a tremendous amount of resources to build super batteries for utilities and super batteries for the consumer, and that could make solar power competitive with fossil fuel technology. So I think scientists have some self-inflicted problems. We have to give people hope. We have to give people a positive solution rather than simply tell people, look, if you lose your job, tough luck. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
Hello, doctor.
Do you think with the increased amount of information over the internet, increased number of devices, increased always-on devices, increased amount of software, that we could potentially see a future within our lifetime where humans won't be able to lie?
Okay, you ask a rather interesting question about humans lying. With all the wonders of technology, will we get to the point where we can detect whether humans lie or not? Well, yes and no. First of all, with brain scans, some people claim that with brain scans, looking at the electric and blood flow of the living brain using MRI machines, that you can build a lie detector that can tell when people are lying. Well, yes, I've seen these results. It turns out that blood flow does change when you lie a bit. But there still are pathological liars. An ordinary lie detector, for example, simply looks at breathing rate, the conductivity of your skin to electricity, your stress levels, things like that, which are indirect indicators of lying. Plus the fact that these brain scan devices do a little bit better than that. They can actually look at the electric flow of information in the brain, which is typical of lying. But again, there are pathological liars that can somehow conceal this. So even though we get better and better at detecting lies, I don't think we'll ever get to the point where we have 100% detection of lies. Plus the fact that, as many sociologists have pointed out, lying is actually good for society. If we had a society that always told the truth, that never told white lies, society would collapse because we lie to our boss, we lie to our loved ones to spare them the truth sometimes. And sometimes a little bit of sugar goes a long way when you don't tell people when they look ugly and they're too crabby and they're making a mess out of things. Sometimes you don't want to be too harsh. Okay, let's go to the next listener phone call.
So my question is, will gravitational waves from the unobservable universe ever be detected? Thank you.
Well, it depends on what you mean by the unobservable universe. Well, unfortunately, we've run out of time in this segment. Let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll talk about gravity waves and the undetectable universe. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. As I said before, I could be coming to a city next to you, signing your copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity. What would it be like to go back to the moon and then Mars, and perhaps to the moons of Saturn and even beyond that? What happens when we reach the stars with the starships of the future? Find out about all these things by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, out February 20th. And also, I could be coming to a city next to you. Go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org, to find out what city I'll be traveling to. I'll be going to Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, Kansas, Washington, D.C., New York City, Boston, and maybe a city next to you. So once again, the book is called The Future of Humanity, and it's due out on February 20th, and you can pre-order. Pre-order on Amazon, for example. Okay, well, before the break, we had a question about the unobservable universe. Yes, there are parts of the universe which we cannot see with our telescopes. The farther you look into the night sky, you go backwards in time. Backwards in time to the point where ultimately you cannot see things anymore. And the question is, will we ever find gravity waves from the undetectable universe? Well, believe it or not, probably not. Gravity waves travel at the speed of light. That's right. Gravity waves travel at the speed of light. So if the sun were to disappear right now, if the sun were to disappear, you wouldn't know it for 8 minutes. Therefore, since gravity waves travel at the speed of light, it means that gravity is no better than ordinary light in terms of scanning the universe. So this means that the unobservable universe will probably still be unobservable. Sorry about that. To find out more about that, go to my book, Parallel Worlds, which talks about inflation theory and how far can you see in the universe. Okay, let's move right along now to the next listener phone call.
The whole world began with the Big Bang, and now, through research and the redshift, the universe is proved to be expanding. What in our notes can you tell us that something like the Big Bang didn't happen before the Big Bang we know today? Maybe there was another existence before ours.
Okay, well, you ask a mouthful of questions, so let's break it down. First of all, you ask a question about the Big Bang, what happened before the Big Bang, and then you ask a question about gravity waves. Can gravity waves tell us what happened before the Big Bang? And the answer is yes, believe it or not. Some people say that we will never, ever be able to ask what happened before the Big Bang, because, well, the Big Bang is the beginning of everything, and how can you find anything that survived the Big Bang? Well, it turns out that gravity waves may have survived the Big Bang, because you're looking backwards in time when you take a telescope. Gravity waves go all the way back to the beginning of time. And at the instant of the Big Bang, we hope to detect radiation from that era. In other words, one day, gravity wave detectors may give us baby pictures of the infant universe as it emerges from the womb. And we physicists hope we'll find evidence of an umbilical cord, connecting our infant baby universe to a parent universe. And how do you do this? With gravity wave detectors in outer space. Right now they're on the planet Earth. They're near Louisiana and Washington State. That's where we have these two gigantic laser detectors. But we're going to put them in outer space eventually. In fact, they'll be separated by about 3 million miles. Think of three satellites orbiting in outer space, connected by laser beams 3 million miles across. An eruption from the Big Bang, still reverberating around the universe, will jiggle the laser beam connecting these satellites. And that's how we do it. By analyzing the jiggling of the laser beam, we can calculate the frequency of the gravity wave. That won three physicists a Nobel Prize just recently. And we hope to do that with gravity waves now that came to us before the Big Bang. So is it possible that one day we'll go before Genesis chapter 1, verse 1? And the answer is yes. There is a slight chance that we'll be able to go before the beginning. Okay, let's move right along to the next listener phone call.
My name is Brandon. I have a question for you. If entangled particles, a pair of entangled particles, passes by a black hole, and one falls in, and the other gets pushed away as Hawking radiation or what have you, are those particles still entangled? And is there a process in nature that can unentangle two particles? Thank you so much.
Well, you ask a mouthful of questions, so let's break it down. First of all particles are vibrating. It's true. Things are vibrating all the time. If I have two electrons or two photons and I put them together, they vibrate in unison. Then when I separate them, they still vibrate in unison. In fact, there is an umbilical cord, an invisible cord connecting these two, so that when I jiggle one electron, the other electron knows that its partner has been jiggled with. So that's called entanglement. Einstein hated this idea because it meant that certain information could travel faster than light. But hey, what can I say? Einstein was wrong in this question. We do this experiment and electrons can be entangled. And then you ask the question, can you reverse the entanglement? And the answer is yes. That's called decoherence. You simply jiggle one electron with random radiation, you jiggle it enough so that it becomes out of phase with the first electron. Now, why should you care? Some people think that this could give us an intergalactic telephone system, just like in Star Trek, when they talk across the galaxy. Well, sorry about that. I don't think this will work as an intergalactic telephone system because randomness overcomes the order of the message. Well, unfortunately, I've run out of time. Get a copy of my new book, The Future of Humanity, out on February 20th, and be part of my book tour. Go to mkaku.org, mkaku.org, and find out if I'll be speaking at a city next to you. And give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.